That is indeed the last seconds of the game, and that secures FC United second spot. And certainly playoffs are now not just mathematical, they are indeed a reality.
It's definite, isn't it? They keep the second spot. A win against Kendall on Monday afternoon will give them second spot for sure. Colwyn Bay, we assume, will hang on to that 1-0 lead and remain on the same number of points as FC, with Bradford remaining 2 points behind them. It's as you were with second, third and fourth.
That's right, yes.
And Ferriby Trey. So certainly the lowest FC could finish would be fourth. And if they drew on Monday and the other two won, then they would finish fourth. So it's really tight.
It certainly is. A big game on Monday at Gig Lane, Kendall Town. And as I said in commentary on Wednesday, a team of predominantly Liverpoolians aren't going to make it easy for FC United on Monday. But FC United, first and foremost, have to win this game here this afternoon. And they set the stall out superbly in the opening 45 minutes. And deservedly going to goal in front. Not a particularly good save by Buxton. He spilt it, but there was Matthew Wolfenden to hit in the rebound. And FC United taking the lead and going in at half time, looking very, very comfortable. But Matlock Town, a team never beaten, really. A team until only about a month ago that looked like absolute certainties to be in the playoffs this year. But they came out in the second half, and within 2 minutes of the start, a goal from the captain, Lukic, a header from this near left-hand side, beyond the goalkeeper, nothing he could do there, and one apiece, and, Lukic had just got them back into it, and then a poor bit of defending by the captain allowed FC United's Jerome Wright in there. And once you let Jerome Wright in there with a yard, he's never going to be caught. All he needs to do is put the ball into the back of the net, which he did with some ease and some quality. And FC United from that moment onwards really didn't necessarily, they've not had to ride the luck in any way. They were the better of the two teams overall, I thought. Second half wasn't as good.
There's that one scary moment, wasn't there, when Deegan had the fumble on the goal?
Well, that's because he was about 5 yards inside his own goal, wasn't he? But
FC have done the needful.
They certainly have, and as I say, a terrific crowd here this afternoon. Not quite sure what the crowd was, we didn't actually hear it. But in excess of 1,000, 200, 300 at least. And for those that are going back on the coaches, enjoy yourselves. For those that are having a few more scoops, enjoy yourselves. For those of you that are camping this weekend, enjoy yourselves. I hope it rains tonight.
So you can no doubt the hero of the hour. So the gamble paid off. It was a gamble, it was an enforced gamble. And Deegan did what he had to do. He wasn't put under a huge pressure. He didn't have to make brilliant saves like he did in his heroic appearance a couple of weeks back.
And that was quite surprising, really, for the Matlock Town team, who obviously knew that FC United's goalkeeper was indeed their centre-forward. Mm-hmm. They never really utilised that. And if that had been the other way around, I would have been absolutely amazed. Yep. FC United wouldn't have done trying to do exactly what... They should be doing is I'm putting someone on the man every time with the corners and so on and so forth. Again, not a great deal to play for, really, Matlock. So I suppose in that respect, they come out, they played the game the normal way they have, and perhaps it's the last time you'll see Ross Hanna in this division. Yes. I would have thought.
So basically, now FC United's position in the playoffs is confirmed.
Yes.
It's just where we're going to finish in them and whether we get home advantage in that semi-final now.
We still won't have it in the final, will we?
We won't have it in the final, but the semi is important to have.
Why won't we have it in the final?
Because we can't use King Lane on Bank Holiday Monday. Because Get Berry already have some sort of do on that's they've been played for 12 months.
They've got a game.
We can't play Stanley Bridge.
No, the league said no, you can't. Nice.
The league rules state that if the team with home advantage cannot play at their normal ground, home advantage is surrendered to the other side.
Maybe because we were so low in the league, nobody even
thought that it was going to be a possibility.
I'm thinking we'd be in the playoffs, never mind at home. So.
Well, the thing is also to remember is Bury's, they organised this 12 months ago. It's a celebrity game. It's kicking off at 1 o'clock. Now, that's the downside. They're kicking off at 1 o'clock. If they actually brought it to 12 o'clock, you'd have
a celebrity game.
Celebrity game. FC fans may well go to that early doors as well and then stay in to watch FC. So, they could kill two birds with one stone. Two games of the day wouldn't be a problem on that pitch, and Berry would make more money for the charity that they're working towards. So, but it's not to be. It's not going to happen.